This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Formerly the next hour of the DJV show lined up, raring to go here Monday the 28th of December, the last Monday, Victoria, of the entire year. And that'll be something to celebrate this whole damn year. Getting rid of it, kick it down the road, kick it someplace, but kick it so we can start and freshen things up a little bit here. It's, let me see, we got one, two, three more days. First is Friday. And so we have a week full of conversation, an hour full of conversation, a day full of conversation, moments of conversation. Let's quickly go over some of the details that have been released, if you have them on. I know you do. That's why would I say if you have them? I know you do. Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer's off this week. So it's Doug and Victoria and you. Phil's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Happy New Year to everybody. Hopefully we'll go through the details of what you did for Christmas, how exciting it was or wasn't, whatever, however the pieces fit together. But first, the Nashville person of interest, apparently some guy who is in his 60s, what is his name, Anthony Warner, longtime resident of that area. He was an IT guy. So what is there that motivated him? Apparently he's had a number of disputes with his family, so that's a good reason to blow up the city, right?
Yeah, right. I know. This was a horrible story. This happened Christmas Day in Nashville, in case you haven't heard the story. And he basically blew himself up and in his RV. And the creepy thing was, if you watch the video, there was this this automated, it sounded like a woman's voice, and it was coming from a loudspeaker from the RV saying, you know, evacuate, evacuate. So he, I guess that's a little bit of a saving grace in the story, is that he, you know, people did evacuate and no one was killed. Three people were injured. The buildings, some buildings suffered a lot of damage, but again, no casualties. So that was kind of a bit of a miracle there. So the DNA samples that they had taken from the scene matched. They had also interviewed his family and taken DNA samples from his home and things like that. So they believe that he acted alone and that he was killed in the explosion. Yeah. So, there are lots of stuff, lots of rumors. Naturally, when things like this happen, there are always crazy things that, you know, come out. There was this story on TMZ, which, I always sort of caution before I make fun of TMZ, because I've actually never known them to be wrong. They say
they're very accurate with their
right?
info.
It's kind of crazy. It's very tabloidy, but I've never really known a time when they were wrong. Apparently this guy, their theory is that they've been doing some investigating into this guy, and apparently he had some sort of 5G phobia, as the new 5G networks which is just so strange. And in the UK, people have been shooting down 5G receptors, you know, the little repeater things that help, you know, give you a better signal on your phone. It's just weird how these conspiracy theory people, they put the tinfoil hat on. We joke about it here on the show, but none of us are going to blow up a 5G tower because we're so freaked out by it. It's very weird. So apparently that's the latest on him, is that that's what they think it was connected to.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of things going on that people cannot control, and therefore they feel out of control, and therefore they do things that are within their control. No excuse. The moniker this guy used, or the thinking, if that's what if you want to call it thinking, it certainly is something that's a reflection of the times, because we as a group collectively, I think, are very, very frustrated with what's going on around us. No matter what your age, things are changing in a way, certainly this year, that we don't like or can't control, or we have no influence, it's whatever it is. It's just there, and so some people take it more to heart than others. I find in my own world, one of the things that I've become very intolerant of is the Chinese government and doing business with people or doing business with entities or buying things that are made in China. And I think that's something that if people would put their energy to that, if you want to be angry about something, be angry about the past 8 to 10 months of your life, what has been taken from you. And the reaction would be, the smart reaction is to try to find a way around. It takes some work, but is it worth it? After all, look at the last, almost the whole year has been ruined by this virus that was created a year ago, more. Actually, wasn't that November of last year that it first showed signs in China?
Yeah.
And some other places of being released? So that's where you, if you're angry, pissed off, whatever the expression is, then that's what you, then you get, you know, you get yourself into that mode. Think about and try to do something about all the Chinese influence in our lives before it's too late. And the 5G is another creation of technology, whether it is or it isn't. If you just think for a second about how your body is being bombarded every day by the waves that come out of your computer, by the waves that come out of your phone, by the waves that come out of your television set, by the waves that come out of the microwave oven, by the waves that are around you, that when you drive down the street, there's all this stuff. You can't see it. You can't really feel it, but it's there. And it affects your brain. It affects your body. And no one really can prove otherwise. That, you know, people say, oh, no, you know, what, do you think the technology people want you to think that way about the stuff they're presenting to you to use? Phew! But that's what it is. It's food for thought. So let's think about that. I actually have a whole list of things to think about with regard to this the COVID relief bill. Wait till you hear some of the things that are in it. There's a whole list of things you will not believe. I've taken it apart piece by piece and bit by bit. So I'll have that for you in a matter of moments. Right now, though, a way for you to ward off viruses. A lot of people take a lot of vitamins and supplements, and that's cool. That's good. I do that. Yeah, I'm fighting back. I've always, I don't know if I thought Victoria was a fight. I know you take some supplements, too. I don't know if I was fighting. I just am thinking that it's a good way to take care of my body. And along with that comes this natural drug-free relief that's been presented to us. We've been talking about it for the past month or so. The problems that you have from sinus congestion, from your nose being plugged, from all the allergies. If your house is closed, you don't have a lot of the nice fresh air coming in, not that the nice fresh air isn't full of all kinds of stuff, especially in the spring and the fall with all the pollen in the air. But you know what I'm talking about, the stuff in the air that's all around us. I was just talking about the stuff. Unfortunately, the Navage machine can't clean up all of the 5G, 4G, 3G, all the wonder waves that are flowing around us. But it can make sure that you have good nasal hygiene. And at this time of year when there's a lot of flu, even though, you know, push the virus out of the way, just flus and colds and things that are a part of this time of year, keep your nose clean with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. It's a nasal care system. They're really very simple. It's not complicated at all. Easy to get, easy to manage. Go to Navage.com. The website, I think, is very, it's very instructive. So, you know, stressing that there are a lot of nasty things in the air around us and wanting to have you, you know, protect yourself. That's what I want you to do, is protect yourself. And so do you and the people that you love. So get the things that you're breathing in out of your nose. It just makes good sense. Take it from Victoria. Take it from me. Navage Nasal Cleansing. N-A-V-A-G-E. Navage.com.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our New Year's special. The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is only $899, plus special financing, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Mary's Bistro delivery business is bustling and ready to burst.
Orders 34, 35, and 36 are up. Who's handling these? Hello, Mary's Bistro, now delivering.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority. And Lowe's has the pro-grade cleaning supplies you need. We go beyond the basics, bringing you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid. And in larger sizes, so you can take on any cleaning job, knowing you have the quantity you need. Shop LowesForPros.com and have your items delivered or pick up in store. Lowe's, the new home for pros. U.S. only.
All right, so it's 70 and a half the hour on the Monday DJV program, 28th of December. Doug Steffen and Victoria Keelan as the lawmakers press Trump on the relief bill. The jobless aid expires at the end of the week, so a lot of Americans are struggling, Victoria, to make ends meet. And they haven't signed the COVID relief bill yet. And this is the reason that it hasn't been signed.
Oh, he signed it last night. Trump signed it last night. Yeah. He signed it late last night. So it's going to move forward the way that it was. I don't think anything changed. $600 in direct stimulus checks. I believe Mnuchin said they would probably go out by the end of this week. So it extends unemployment benefits. It's all the same thing that we've said. There was nothing. He tried to change it to $2,000, I think. And, you know, sort of maybe in a last-ditch effort to have something popular.
But he doesn't have any power and influence anymore, and so nobody pays attention.
It became pretty clear, yeah. Yeah. He was not able to sway even a single Republican to bend to what he was trying to negotiate. So,
right, so here's what you're getting for your money's worth. Here you go. $300 million. This is what's in this. This is a screenshot. I'll put it up on my Facebook page, I will get it out there in case you haven't heard or seen. This is what's in this bill. $300 million for migrant and refugee assistance. That's on page 147. $10,000 per person for a student loan bailout. $100 million to NASA, and I think that's about, so far, that's the only thing I found in here that I like. $200 billion to the $20 billion to the Postal Service. Imagine, think about that. $20 billion of this thing goes to the Postal Service. $300 million to the Endowment for the Arts. $300 million to the Endowment for the Humanities. $15 million for Veterans Employment Training. $435 million for mental health support. $30 billion for the Department of Education Stabilization Fund. $200 million for the Safe Schools Emergency Response to Violence Program. $300 million to public broadcasting. What a God. What an outrage. Oh my God. Let's see here. $500 million to museums and libraries. Who knows why? $720 million to the Social Security Administration.
Well, wait, hold up. Museums and libraries have been closed down just like other businesses. So that there's, I don't know. I don't disagree with that one. We should be preserving things that are really important.
We got two things that we agree. But shouldn't that be a separate bill instead of part of this? Maybe, I don't know. This list is ridiculous.
They were closed because of the pandemic. So this is, you know, yeah. There's a lot of pork in it. Sure.
Oh my God. 21 after the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Okay. Actually, that's an interesting way of getting into a new feature of the DJV program, 23 and Change at the Hour. Doug, Stefan, Victoria, Keelan, Jennifer is off this week. She'll be around next week when we introduce actually a new character into the program. But for now, we're starting at this point with each hour as it passes. There are things that change. And Victoria's been really very good about teaching me regarding how to find the trending items that are trending stories, and it affects all of our every aspect of our life. There's a trend, you know, in the news. There's a trend in entertainment. There's a trend in lifestyle. There's a trend in car. I mean, so every hour during this portion of the hour, we're going to deal with trends. And I thought you would love to start with the latest fashion trends. I know that you think that I am on top of it when it comes to fashion, and I'm happy to talk about some of the fabulous fashions that I've been exposed to, but I'd rather you tell us. Actually, you do
Where are you going with this?
Well, if you listen to me for a sec, I will tell you where I'm going. I'm about to give you the opportunity. Fashion is something I wanted you to define. In your world, if I said, what are the latest fashion trends that affect you? What do you look at? What do your friends look at? What do they think about? Where do they get their ideas about fashion trends? And by the way, I want you to tell us about you've got a podcast that sort of deals with fashion, makeup, and that sort of stuff, part of fashion?
Beauty. Right. We don't really do fashion. Honestly, it's beauty and pop culture.
Well, what is beauty then? What's beauty? How do you define beauty?
Skincare, makeup, beauty treatments, things like that. Mm-hmm.
That's enough for a podcast? I don't know anything about it. All I know is that
when
I put on my face.
That is such a male thing to say.
Of course it is.
Do you know how many billions of dollars a month is spent in the beauty industry?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
No, enlighten me. I don't know how many
billions
a month.
Billions and billions. I don't even have a number, but it's in the billions. Oh my God, yeah. That's hilarious. Yes. So to answer your question, yes, there's plenty of material for it. Right. And there are a lot of beauty podcasts out there, so. Ours is called Beauty Pop, and we've had a great time doing it. And it's we review products, and we help our listeners save a lot of money. You know, we do a lot of testing in our own bathrooms of stuff and everything that we recommend. Oh, yeah.
Like what kind of stuff?
Well, we test all kinds of different products, and we give honest reviews. And so sometimes companies will send us products to try. Sometimes we like them, and then we have, you know, the CEO of the company on, or other than, you know, if we don't like something, we just give an honest review and say.
So what would be an example of something that you've liked in the last month? You do a podcast regularly, once a week, once every couple of weeks?
Once a week.
Okay.
Yep.
So just review for the people listening. It's beautypop.com, right? Is that the website?
No, we don't have a website. It's just Beauty Pop. So anywhere you find podcasts, it's just Beauty Pop. So one of the big brands that we're really into right now, it's called Biossance, and it is a brand that's based in California, and it's all made in America, and we've been through pretty much the entire line, and it's such great stuff. And it's very environmentally conscious, and we gave it as gifts this year to our loved ones and
I didn't get
our
one.
Friends.
You didn't send me any.
Well, I gave some to Lewis, so it's unisex. It's all skincare is unisex, but
I know it is. So. Yeah, I think that's important. All right, mm-hmm. So you're going to chuckle. Why did I decide to start the trending this way? You're going to ask me. So there's always a method.
Fashion trends right now are called pajamas. That's what everyone's wearing.
Really?
So
yeah,
there are no real fashion trends right now.
So, well, in a manner of speaking, the reason that I went there is because the AARP has a beauty and fashion site that I stumbled upon. I don't even belong to the AARP because I think it's a big ripoff. But I found that to be interesting. There are a lot of new clothes that are there, bohemian clothing for women that are members of the AARP, that kind of stuff. So I just got a big chuckle out of that, and so I thought there's some fabulous outfits in a manner of speaking. So what's trending? That's what's trending here, 28 past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's tough automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford is advancing technology with state-of-the-art innovations and promoting its mainstream adoption of making Ford's state-of-the-art driver assistance hands-free technology standard on certain models or as a relatively affordable option on others. The advanced new driver assist feature will arrive first on the 2021 Ford F-150 and Mustang Mach-E models. The technology will be available the third quarter of 2021 via over-the-air updates. And for more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data. Voice and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Keep on the letter. License in all 50 states. NMLS, consumer access, number 3030.
Happy holidays, folks. Colonel Snowman here to tell you about my piping hot KFC $20 fill-up with 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings. It's an easy way to keep the family fed when you're too busy to cook. Wow, this KFC meal is piping hot, and I'm made of snow. Try my KFC $20 fill-up. You can order ahead at KFC.com. Happy holidays from KFC. Limited time only at participating locations.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With what appears to be a random act of violence, 37-year-old Duke Webb of Florida has been charged with first-degree murder. The shootings took place at a bowling alley in Rockford, Illinois, Saturday night. 3 older men were killed and a fourth is in critical condition. President Trump signed the massive $2.3 trillion coronavirus relief and government funding bill into law Sunday night, averting a shutdown. Trump's signature of the $900 billion corona relief package extends unemployment benefits for 12 million hurting Americans. All those collecting jobless payments will receive a $300 weekly boost through mid-March. The average American will spend the equivalent of 44 years looking at some kind of digital screen, according to a recent survey of 2,000 adults. The survey revealed in a typical day, Americans spend 4 hours and 30 minutes watching TV, 4 hours and 33 minutes looking at a smartphone, over 3 hours using a gaming device, and nearly 5 hours on a laptop. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Let's get a timeline breakdown on the Nashville, Tennessee explosion Christmas morning. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott has more.
Unbeknownst to them, officers like James Wells put themselves in harm's way by parking close to the RV that was playing an audio message warning that a bomb was going off and to evacuate the area.
Right across the street, we pulled up, and then we heard the announcement. Topping was like, is that the vehicle in question? And Wells said, yes. We immediately hopped in our cars and backed out.
Officer Michael Sipes was right there at ground zero moments before the RV exploded.
Didn't know at the time. I was almost directly across the street from the RV. I moved up the street a little bit. We started making plans to get into the buildings, start knocking on doors.
Officer Amanda Topping remembers it vividly.
That's just stuff that I'll never forget. You know, the sound of the announcement saying, you know, primary objective is to evacuate now.
And the three officers, along with James Llewellyn, Bretta Hosey, and Sergeant Timothy Miller, have been called heroes by the police chief and mayor. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The governor said 41 buildings were damaged in the blast. A surprise upset in the National Football League Sunday as the New York Jets defeated the Cleveland Browns 23-16. Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield says put the blame on him.
This group fought today, but I didn't do enough. I played well enough for us to win, and that's it.
The Browns will face division rival Pittsburgh Steelers next Sunday in a must-win game to make the playoffs. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
All right, so it's 34 after the hour now on the Monday, December 28th, DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Jennifer is off this week. The premiere of Wonder Woman. I went to see it last night. It was not awful, but not good. It was nowhere near the movie the first one was. Mm-mm. But because it did as well as it did under the circumstances, I remember there were four. There's the AMC chain in my town has a 16... theater, 16 screens in the theater. So on four of them was Wonder Woman, and the theaters were all full. I guess, I mean, depending on how you define full, in this case, the theater, they blocked off every seat that was in front, beside you, or behind you. So they had about 1/4 of the capacity that they normally would. And it served. I didn't feel I wore my mask. I didn't have anything to eat, and you know, so it was fine. I didn't. And people around me were fine. Around me, when I say,
do you have to wear a mask?
A relative.
Is that the rule?
Yes. Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Because if not, then that's just stupid, because then it becomes another indoor dining thing.
Yeah, they don't have, there's no food.
Spreading.
You can buy popcorn, and you can buy candy, and you can buy drinks, but that's it. But you, interesting, what they started this week in the, there's half the theater, there are 8 theaters that serve food, and 8 that, you know, you popcorn and whatever, and it's, they're twice the size. But in the ones where you could buy food, you could order it in advance and pick it up when you walk through the door. They won't come in and serve it to you, but you can pick it up at the thing and bring it to your... You can't bring food in, but you can get food from them and eat it. But you can, they just won't come around and take your order. You have to call it in early. So I thought that was okay. Anyway, the story itself, I won't give it away for people who haven't seen it. There's an, the end of it, Victoria and I were agreeing, was pretty much the best part of it.
Well, here's the thing, without, because, you know, I'm not going to do spoiler alerts, because I hate when people do that. We saw this movie, we saw it on HBO Max on Christmas night, and we were really excited to watch it.
Yeah.
I thought it was terrible. I was so disappointed.
It was cheesy, is the word.
Lewis fell asleep halfway through it. The next morning, he's like, how did it end? And I'm like, it was no better than it began. The only saving grace is that Gal Gadot is just amazing. I love her.
Very good, you too.
And her chemistry with Chris Pine is incredible.
Fabulous, yeah.
And if it weren't, and those are the scenes with the two of them together, that's what kept me going.
Yes, I agree.
The plot was horrible.
Stupid.
The writing was terrible. The opening credits, like, or the opening couple scenes, the CGI. I couldn't even believe it was 2020. The CGI looked so bad and so cheesy. It just, I was so let down. I really was. It's 2 hours and 20 minutes or something like that. It was way too long. And Pedro Pascal, if you don't know that name, you know him as the Mandalorian. He is a fantastic actor, and I thought that it was just such a cheesy villain role for him. It was an insult to his acting ability. I just, the whole, and Kristen Wiig, I love Kristen Wiig, but whoever thought
she's
to make her the villain?
Yeah.
It was terrible. It was such a letdown. I feel like we have some friends who saw it later on in the weekend, and they kind of went into it knowing that the reviews weren't good, so they didn't think it was as bad. We went into it thinking about what the last Wonder Woman movie was, which was fantastic.
Most people had that feeling.
I was so excited to see this movie, and I was just, oh, my gosh. It wasn't even enough Wonder Woman. It was a lot of Diana and a lot of, you know, other stuff and the villains.
Yeah.
I felt like there just wasn't enough of actual Wonder Woman. So, I don't know. But anyway, it did well enough that it's made $85 million globally so
far. Did Patty Jenkins,
did she
direct the first one? She did this one, but she did the first one, too. Did she write the screenplay for the first one? I don't think she did. Did she?
I'd have to look that up. I don't know. Whoever wrote this screenplay, I just didn't understand it. I don't know.
Stupid.
It was convoluted. It was weird.
Yeah.
It was dumb.
And they had all this time in the world to produce it.
I know.
They didn't. It was really...
But anyway, because it did okay, and okay by these standards today in the pandemic are very different, obviously, than what okay is in other parallel universes, but because it did okay, they have now greenlit a Wonder Woman 3. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that, and we're not going to give it away, but if you haven't seen it yet, stay through the credits.
Yes.
Even though it's already long enough, but sit through the credits because there's an extra scene that is a very cool moment. Very, very cool
next,
moment.
It could very possibly intro the next one.
Yeah.
Intro the next Wonder Woman. So, but you're right about Chris Pine is always a very likable character, in my mind, anyway. He comes from a family of actors.
Wonderful.
I saw his father in, there's a show that I watch on HBO. Is it HBO? No, it's on Prime, called Bosch, with Titus Williger, who is a very well-known character actor. And Chris Pine's father was in a scene in the last one that I saw. I think it was on Friday night. Anyway, it's kind of, you see that and you think about how successful, because Chris Pine's father was a sort of a generic, fits everything kind of an actor. Not, he doesn't stand out, but you'd recognize him if you saw him and had a name attached to him. But Chris is he's a method guy. When he gets into a role, he really plays it well. But I think it goes beyond. When people have good chemistry like that, it really goes beyond what the acting ability is, because a lot of people get thrown together that don't like each other, and they act their way through it, but it doesn't come across. These two obviously really like each other. There's something in it that sort of, and she plays the same, not the heroine's role, but in this new movie that she and Armie Hammer star in, the Murder on the Nile, the latest Poirot movie that has been pushed back because they didn't want it to come out. I think that in the, by the way, at the end of the movie, you understand why they wanted it before they get to the part you're talking about. You understand why they wanted to release it on Christmas Day. I think that then it sort of, that piece for me, why they were so, they said they have to get it out by Christmas Day. And I thought that, don't you think that that last few scenes.
Now I'm blanking on what the very, you'll have to tell me off the air what the very, I don't remember the very last.
Yeah, I think, well, I mean, it's a Christmas scene. Those are Christmas scenes at the end when everything comes together.
Oh, right. Yeah,
and I think that's why they kind of had to do it. At Christmas, but if you've seen it, it's okay. I thought it was slow. Other than her and Pine, as you suggested, I don't even, you know, the bad guy. There's the whole business of the baddies, and it was just poorly glued together. Mm-hmm. I don't even know this Pablo guy. I never saw him before.
Pedro Pascal.
Yeah, where did he come from?
He's been around for a while. He starred in a critically acclaimed series, I think it was on HBO, called Narcos. And he was a Colombian drug lord kind of stuff. And so that kind of really put him on the map. And then now as The Mandalorian, he's got global fame. So this could have been a very big vehicle for him. Yeah. And I just think that, unfortunately, there wasn't enough script for him. There just wasn't.
Ham and egg.
Yeah, he's a really good actor, and just it was a waste of his talent. It was too bad. But you know, Chris Pine, obviously, he was in the first one. He's in this one, and I won't say how, but it was a stretch. But whatever. If they don't have him in the third one, they better come up with a much better script for her to carry the movie on her own, because the two of them together is really what kept me, you know, from changing the channel. Because really was kind of that tedious.
So Pascal is a Chilean. His name is Jose Pedro Balmaceda Pascal. And he's been, apparently, he was in Game of Thrones as well.
Oh, that's right. He was in Game of Thrones too. Yeah. He's had a lot of really big, high profile roles.
I didn't like him. I didn't like his character, and I didn't like him. I'd never seen him before. If I had, I don't.
Boy, in Wonder Woman? Well, you're not supposed to like him. He's a horrible guy.
Yeah, but I know that.
Yeah, he's a wonderful actor, though, and you haven't seen Mandalorian. You would absolutely love him in Mandalorian.
Really?
Yeah. The Star Wars. Yeah, he's a really versatile actor, and it was a shame that they just gave him such garbage to work with. To answer your earlier question, though, about Patty Jenkins writing, she did not write the first one. She is one of the screenwriters for this one.
Yeah, if they're smart, they'll have her not write.
Yeah.
The next run. Yeah.
And why, somebody else come
how
up
you
with
get away
better.
With stuff like that, how the people that greenlight these, even though they're money machines, you know, under the circumstances, it wasn't a great effort. But nice to see there's only 35% of the theater bank that's open, and this did control. But there are a couple of other good movies. A movie called Fatale that's out. I haven't seen it yet. There's a well-known black actor whose name I can't remember, with Hilary Swank. Looks like a fairly interesting story, so that would be something else. But there are two or three movies that are around now.
A Tom Hanks movie gets good reviews, but I don't know anyone who's seen it.
No, that'll be depending on the weather.
The Western movie, I forget what it's called.
Yeah, it's News of the World.
Hmm.
I think that's what it's called. Yeah. 44 after the hour, the news of the day is that people are now really thinking seriously, even though I wish you had earlier on thought more seriously about weight loss, keeping your weight where you want it to be. But the reality is that we all have been eating more, and now that we maybe can see the end of the light at the end of the tunnel when it comes to COVID, let's keep our fingers crossed for that. In the new world order, in the new world, many people have, Victoria and I were chatting as I was driving over the weekend down to Pennsylvania to pick up a tractor. I found out Victoria called me on Christmas Day when I was driving, and we were talking about her dinner. She and Lewis were fixing a turkey, and it was, I'm sure that there were other good fixings that made you feel very comfortable, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that the idea of Thanksgiving and Christmas meal? It's supposed to be very comfortable. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yum. And so with that, we've been eating more because there's been a lot of comfort food around. I cleaned my refrigerator out of all the chocolate and all of that. The only thing that I left in there were the cookies from Evans. That's it. Everything else, gonzo. So whether you have had the strength to do that or whether you're just thinking, oh, I'm going to eat a little less, how about some help on the weight loss front from Calitran? Yep. And by the way, if you want a free month of Calitran, you can get it. You can have free months, 3 free months, 10 free months. Buy that number. Keep it in your... See, I just think this is something that's ongoing, Victoria. You were talking about how it helps you to sleep. It helps me. I take it every night before I go to bed. There are at least 4 or 5 really good reasons for you to be on Calitran. And just it's not because, yeah, I'm here to sell the stuff, but I'm also here to tell you that it works. It's a weight loss program that takes care of those who are chronically obese. I saw a thing when I was looking around over the weekend after I had a conversation with one of the people there that led me to believe this is such a strong way. There's so much support. You know, there's a story of a woman wearing new clothing, talking about trends, because she had to buy a new wardrobe because she lost 56 pounds. So if you'd like to have that be your story, much better for your blood pressure. If you're a diabetic, this is nothing but help. It's gluten-free, it's stimulant-free, drug-free, you name it. It works, it works, it works. It's scientifically proven, a combo of collagen proteins and digestive enzymes that will get you off of the way. If you don't in 45 days begin to see a difference, you get your money back if you'd like that. People don't do that because, hello, they've been in business for 23, 24 years, and it works. So go to Calitran.com or TopLoss.com. Use the discount code DJV for the special deal. Buy one, get one free. Free month. Yep, that's it. Free months. Also, free shipping with that DJV code on checkout at TopLoss.com.
Here's Coach's Corner, sponsored by Merrill Guided Investing. When California hired Joe Capp as head coach in 1982, the former Pro Bowl quarterback often let players make up plays with random laterals at the end of practices. That fun way of blowing off steam actually made its way into the Cal playbook. Down 2019, with 4 seconds left to rival Stanford, what ensued was a 5-lateral, 57-yard touchdown play concluding in the Stanford band, which had taken the field. Known simply as the play, it closed out a wild 7-4 season for Cal.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
DJV program, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Tom Selleck left a $2,000 tip on a bill for $200 at Elio's restaurant in the Upper East Side. His gesture revealed by his co-star, Donnie Wahlberg. Apparently they were all out. I found out my TV dad has generously accepted the 2020 tip challenge at Elio's. Love you, Dad. And you know what? That's one of the things about that show. You talk about chemistry between Pine and Gal Gadot. There is chemistry with all of these people. They all feel like... I read a story that it was actually an interview with Bridget Monaghan, who is the female lead, and how much they all like each other, how they look forward. They start the day. Those of you who watch the show, the meals that they have together, the Sunday dinner, they always shoot those in the morning when they are getting started, and they just love to start their days, all of them together. Apparently, it's just a nice, really cohesive cast. So anyway, Tom Selleck drops 20 at this restaurant in New York. Good for him. 10 before the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our New Year's special. The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 smart bed is only $899, plus special financing, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and her expertise when it comes to following technology. We were talking about 5G earlier on. Now, there's a new announcement from Zoom that may be very... I'm not a fan. I'm going to edit my comments because I use Zoom, but I don't like the fact that so many people are using it. It's a Chinese company. So what are they going to do as we go into the new year? You'll find out right after this.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
All right, 54 past the hour. So what's Zoom launching as we get into the new year? I'm sure they've had a fabulous year. I don't know if there's on the stock market, but
they're on the NASDAQ.
Chinese. They are.
No, it's not a Chinese company. It's an American company with a Chinese-born national owner. And so there are a lot of confusions about Zoom. It's a publicly traded company on the NASDAQ in America. They are no longer providing...
How do they make money? They make money charging. Is that the only way? After 40 minutes, they charge for it, and that's how they make their money?
Yes. Yes. That is, and pop-up video, pop-up ads and things like that. If you're using a free version, there are a lot of different ways that they have marketed this, but they have larger contracts now with schools and with telecommunications businesses. Everybody during quarantine, during the pandemic, who really needed to be able to communicate, everybody went to Zoom because it gave you 40 minutes that was free. So and a lot of people like the features on it, and Zoom has upped their security because we heard all about the Zoom bombing that was going on, and people were able to hack into other people's meetings and things. So it was a bit of a mess in the beginning. They just were not prepared for the onslaught of the volume of people that would be using it. So moving into 2021, Zoom's stock price rose more than 500% in 2020. So if you were taking a look around, as Warren Buffett tends to do as a stock buyer, if you take a look around at what people are using and then you invest in those things, well, if you invested in Zoom, good on you, because you made a lot of money. So now what Zoom is doing going into 2021, they are exploring the idea of going head-to-head with Microsoft's Office 365 platform and Google. They have their workspace bundle on Google, and so they're going to be adding calendars and email and video conferencing products. So Zoom could actually, if people tend to still work from home in 2021, which we're unsure of yet, but it looks like if companies are not going to allow workers back in offices until everyone's vaccinated, it looks like it could be until next fall before people will really be commuting back into major cities and into office buildings.
Another summer like we had last summer? Good God.
Yeah, I know. But so if people are still going to be working from home, then it makes sense that Zoom would want to add in a calendar and an email service, which would make it a lot more convenient. Then right now, if you add a Zoom meeting into your calendar, if you ever notice, it looks really clunky. So it makes sense if you could keep all of your Zoom meetings in one spot. So that's kind of where they're headed for 2021. I think it just really, it'll just depend on what the current climate is moving forward. Are people commuting or are people staying home still?
Yep. Tesla's got something kind of weird that they're introducing as a new feature. What's this all about?
Tesla, this is Elon Musk to a T. He is an overgrown frat boy, and that is where his humor lies. And so he's a genius, but he's also an overgrown frat boy. And so his new boombox feature on the Tesla, which can be downloaded right now, it allows a speaker on the outside of the car, so you can actually play music that the other people around you will hear, just to annoy everyone. You can change the sound of your horn to a lot of different things. It can be a song. It can be sound like a like an ice cream truck. And the new one that he added, it can sound like a fart. So if you want to pull up to a red light and you want to just prank the cars all around you and you have a Tesla, you can now do that. This actually started because the speakers were forced to be added to the Teslas because the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said electric cars that are silent have to emit some sort of noise to warn pedestrians. And so that's where a Tesla came up with the boombox. So it's fun, it's immature, but,
Hooray, then. I like anything immature. I'm all for it, frankly. It's 59 past.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.